Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Can we talk about the chicken in the room?
Chicken in the room?
Yeah.
Well, okay. The elephant?
Well, yeah. It's in the same category, but like someone's had another crack at a politician. A 24-year-old Greens supporter has been arrested after she tried to repeat the egg boy manoeuvre on Scott Morrison while he was visiting an Albury
Very
CWA event.
Unsuccessfully, by the way. The egg didn't even crack.
No, there was a lot that didn't happen there. Unlike Egg Boy, this one, though, has also pretty much been panned by everyone. Like,
yeah.
Egg Boy got pretty much made Hero of the Week, Winner of the Internet, everything.
I feel like when you try and do something for a second time, it's never as successful.
That's part of it.
And also, Egg Boy, I feel like there was a lot of hate already.
To Fraser Anning.
Yeah. So everyone was on board, whereas this seemed very unprovoked.
Well, this led to a scuffle for a start where a 70-year-old got knocked over.
That, no
it's
one
not
likes
a good
that.
Start. The protest was found to be in possession of cannabis, which kind of takes the Green support to a literal place, doesn't it? But then also, like you say, the egg actually bounced off the PM anyway.
And then didn't crack when it hit the floor.
Yeah.
You know,
the problem was
still
hard-boiled, probably. There's another reason. Don't use a hard-boiled egg.
Did she?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Wasn't she a vegan activist as well?
There was suggestions.
Which confuses
I don't
me.
Think so. I don't think she was. I think her protest was compared to being a vegan. But if she was a vegan using eggs.
Very confusing.
That's another one in the box that said, no, you should have thought this through.
Yeah.
If everyone's different, doesn't that make everyone the same? If everyone's different?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a bit too much.
Too much?
Too much.
Well, listen, I have to get it out because otherwise I get stuck with that all day. So an American college student was given a perfect grade for her latest essay, despite only writing 19 words.
What?
Alison Garrett was asked by a teacher to write a film review. She picked the 1999 Brad Pitt classic Fight Club. Of course, we all know what the first rule of Fight Club is.
Never back down.
So you would have failed the exam.
I would have.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. That's correct. What she wrote. Her teacher's response, right, was actually longer than the essay. She said, I struggled over this grade for a long time. I finally decided you get a grade for a laugh and how relevant your review is for this particular movie. Let me warn you, do not try this kind of thing with other professors. They may not have my sense of humour. But 100%.
So I'm sorry, that was 19 words, did you say?
No.
Said her essay was 19
words. Her essay was 19 words. The teacher's response went way longer.
How is you do not talk about Fight
the
Club?
The first rule of Fight Club
right,
is
okay.
not. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to quibble about the maths? You got the quote?
No.
Today's game is 5 in 10.
Now, waiting patiently on the line to play today is Stephanie from Secret Harbour. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, Stephanie, you say you haven't heard this before. You haven't clearly played this before. So
no.
we'll try and be gentle.
Okay.
Great,
it's easy.
Yeah, great prize up for grabs.
Yeah, tickets to check out The Hustle. Now, this is the brand new movie starring Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway. They're giving Dirty Rotten Men a run for their money. Looks hilarious.
It does.
You can check it out if you can name 5 of these things in 10 seconds.
I'll start the timer after I've given you the subject. You ready for it? You're loose and limber?
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. Good luck. Deep breath. I need you to name me 5 ways to cook eggs.
Scrambled, omelette, fried, poached. Oh my God!
One more!
Turkey egg!
What was that at the end there?
Turkey eggs?
Sookie eggs.
Sookie eggs? What's sookie eggs?
It's something my mum used to make for me when I was little. She'd chop them all up in a cup.
Okay.
Sookie
eggs.
More than happy to give you some of that.
Okay, that's a way to eat an egg.
And I've learnt something that I never imagined that.
So, sookie eggs.
Sookie eggs. Why did you call them that?
What? Chucky?
That's just something from where I'm from, chucky eggs.
Chucky eggs. Oh, that was like sookie eggs, like when you're being a sook.
Yeah, these are the eggs you eat
eggs.
When you're sad.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With your entertainment detective, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. More news on the new Justin Bieber Ed Sheeran collaboration due out this week. Both of them have been sharing snippets of the tune, which is called I Don't Care, to their social media accounts. Ed took to his Instagram to tell us about it with his wife, Cherry, playing in the background? Just hanging out in the background, not playing in the background.
Probably all of the above, possibly.
Hey guys, if you didn't know, I've got a new song coming out on Friday, so And it's amazing!
My biggest fan over here. I'm pretty sunburned at the moment. I forgot to wear sunscreen today. Lots of love.
In Ed's case, that could be quite tragic.
That's fatal.
Don't do that.
So that is due out our time Saturday morning roundabout. Now, the Met Gala is done and dusted for another year with all the A-listers camping it up for this year's theme, Camp Notes on Fashion.
Right.
Basically meaning all things fabulous.
Yes. And fabulous is an excellent word to use next to camp.
A notable couple in attendance was Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. This is the pair's first official public outing, and although not walking the pink carpet together, posed for loved-up pics inside the event. Cher performed some of her biggest hits for the celebrity crowd as well. Very fitting, I think, for the theme.
Perfect artist.
And she even covered some ABBA.
Wow, Cher doing ABBA is camp.
That's the ultimate camp.
That is what camp. If she was wearing sparkles, that would be perfect.
She was wearing a sparkle, like, all-in-one catsuit kind of thing.
Perfect.
Now, Will Smith appeared on last night's episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to chat about his role as the genie in Disney's live-action remake of Aladdin, admitting at first he didn't want the role.
I got presented the idea to play the genie in Aladdin, you know, and the first thing is, hell no, you know. It's like, you know, when Robin Williams smashed that role, you know, and it's like when you look at things like that, you always try to find, like, what would you do differently? What would you add to that?
Okay, and obviously he had to do something.
Yes, so he gave us a sneak peek of his take on the most famous musical number in the movie.
When I was messing with the music, there's a song, The Friend Like Me, You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me.
Absolutely.
So when we went in, I had him grab the Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers, and he used the drums off of the Impeach the... Well, yeah. Alibaba, he had them 40 thieves. Shahrazadi had 1,000 tails. But Master, you're in luck, because up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and wow. All you gotta do is rub that lamp.
Oh, well, I love that. If that is how the movie's gonna go, I'm pretty happy with that.
Could do us. It's got a hint of Fresh Prince. Everything he does got a hint of Fresh Prince, doesn't it?
Of course.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.